Morning. Morning, see you. السلام عليكم اوكي ليتس جو السلام عليكم سكرتير انتدكشن اند The difference between Shem, Regel, and Kerem is important for understanding Mishnah, but that's the introduction was as far as that, for the members of the Shira weren't able to hear it. But very briefly, there's three types of mazikin, three types of damages that are associated with an animal. There's Shem, there's Regel, and there's Kerem. Shem means the animal eats food produce on its own, and you're trying that person is responsible for what the animal eats. Regular animal walks over something abrasive, walks over a vase, walks over something abrasive, you're trying that, walks over produce. And care means the animal goes, the animal goes out of his way and damages. So we're going to see if it comes up in Rashi straight away. The difference how to characterize something as Shem and how to characterize something as Kerem. But what we said was that Shem and Regel are two things which are natural. The animal is born that way to eat, and is born that way to tread on things, and that be a type nezik shalei already from birth. As soon as it does, you have a shalei. But you're not hiding in Rishut Terah. The animal does it, Rishut Terah, and you're not hiding. So there's a kumba chenrega, they're kind of the shalim. There's a kura that's not in, not kind of in the shikurana, only in a place that doesn't belong to the mother. And with Karen, there's a Karen's difference. There's Karen, the animal born tame. And the animal then goes ahead and three times goes into one and becomes into a mood, becomes into something which is now wild. So for the first three times, then it's not too easy. But after that, then it's shot in. But the difference is, another difference is that Karen, you have tied it in the Chukarala as well. Okay, so Shen, Regel, Karen. What exactly is the difference between Shen and Regel? We have to characterize Shen. Obviously, Shen is eating and Regel is walking. To characterize what's the middle of the Shem, what's the middle of the Regel? Why do we need to know if there's something called a Toldov? Toldov Shem, a Toldov Regel, things which are derived, a derivative of Shem, a derivative of Regel. How do we know when something is a Shem or something is a Regel? We'll see, but Regel basically is without any Hanok. He walks on something without Hanok, without Kabbalah, without Hanok. And Shen is the derived Hanok. There is no Nachamin in the Mitzah between them. A lot of people don't know. I mean, just if you want to say something which isn't Shen, now it's derived, you have to make what's the derivative. It's either be Shen or Regel, then it's be something. Right? If it's neither Shen or Regel, then it wouldn't be high. We need to know what the definition of Shen, definition of Regel is. So we're saying Shen, Hanok, and Regel. You don't. Okay. So now let's start the Mishnah and Rashi places the Kerem. Hikta deregel moedes. Yudzayin amud alef. Hikta deregel moedes. In which, how does regel manifest itself as considered the mood? Leshaber beder chilukom. It is the mood. To break as it's walking, that is how it's a mood. As it walks, without any kavana, without any specific intention to break, as it's walking, yudalko, it breaks. That's the way that regel manifests itself as a mood. So how, in which way do we see a regular mood? because it breaks as it walks. And then the mission seems to repeat itself. A behema is a mu'ad to break, to walk as it goes, to break things, another shaman to break things. So it sounds a repetition. How is a regal a mu'ad? And which way do you see a regal manifest itself as a mu'ad? Yeah, as it walks, it breaks things. And a behema, the same thing. So as it walks, it breaks things. So the Gemara is going to ask, why is there repetition? The pure repetition is these first few words. Okay, let's see Yash. It's out of regular mu'edis. First Rashi on the page, First Rashi on the page. Kiloyma b'ma'ah regular mu'edis. B'ma'ah regular mu'edis means in which way does it manifest itself if it's into the mu'ed? Answer is, why regular mu'ed? Because the Shabbat, the Derech Hilucho, Kiloyma, the Kach mu'edis. What's the word key? Kate normally means, from an example. We haven't given an example. There's no example. It's defining. The Rashi is saying Kate doesn't mean Kate. For instance, says, Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. Sometimes the 12th, 13th, 14th, you know, when it falls on a Monday, then a Tuesday. Right? Those are examples to explain what we start with. It's not that. No example. It's explaining why it's a mu'ad, in which way is it a mu'ad. It's a mu'ad because it breaks as it walks. It walks naturally down and it breaks and it changes the mu'ad. Kilo, that's what Rashi thinks. Kilo, ma. Bameh, harege mu'adim. Not keitzah, but bameh. No, this is why it's a mu'ad. As he says, show is a mu'ad. The keitzah, it would be a gap, something you have to pay in the lichshonah. That's an explanation to what we just said there to move. Here we're not, so stop having a peg like this. Kate is there, where this? Three Kate is how? In Bameh, that's what Rashi wants to say. Bameh. In which way do we do the regular mu'ad? Keloima the kachim mu'edes, shem shaber, seh ilur. Lishaber, peder, shilur, I mean, this is why it's a mu'ad. As it walks, that's what Seva is. Seva is the break things as it works. As it walks, it breaks.
Lost the sound.
Okay. I'm sorry, say again.
So again, Rashi says the word Kulomar again, so you can be read straight.
Right, but Rashi's saying he is an answer. This is tough enough. The Kafi Mu'edes, in this way, it's a mu'ad, Shemesh HaBeres, Terech Hilukai breaks as it goes along. Right, so there's a question and an answer. Where does the question end? Mu'edes. The Shabbat is not the answer. Kulomar, the Kafi Mu'edes, Shemesh HaBeres, Terech Hilukai. In which way is it important? It's important because it breaks and it goes along. Okay, next, third line of the question of the if the animal kicks, or as it's walking, stones fly off from under its feet, which shivers again, and those stones they became in, the shining, katsi, and half an hour. Now, what is going on in this? The mission, the mission, the subject of our mission is the regal. How much the regal pay? Well, there's a shot. Why are we all of a sudden talking about cuts and the subject of the mission was regal.
Plus kicking sounds like it's something to the can, which Rashi says is the holder of the can.
Right. So you are
what's
he doing with Mishnah?
Right.
So one simple ask could be the Mishnah saying all things the regal can do. That could be a simple answer. Mishnah says the regal the arm of the arm musician of regal. That's regal. And then the Mishnah says other things it can kick, it can walk, it can do stories, but the Rashi doesn't know that. And some Rishonim do say that it's the answer is not obvious. The answer that is in regular, there's something unique called surah. We mentioned it on Sunday very briefly. Surah is in the regular. What's the definition of regular? The
active walking
normally and down.
Understand.
As it's walking normally, it can also kick off stones, and those stones can dash. Right, so how do you define that? Is that the regular? What is it? It's not normal regular. It's the normal regular. The animal itself can hit, the animal can damage it. It's not off something which down. But it does do it in the way of the regular. So the Gemara in that is the Gemara that turns to the total regular. The total regular, the only type of medicine. The total regular. And there are the loop of the only time customers. Why only time customers? There's a lot of commission. There's a lot of commission in Sinai. I'm taking the answer to our country. There's a lot of commission in Sinai. You only time customers. So if this animal is moving along and so is the hot dog, so isn't this mission to this regal? If it's a dog of regal, it's not in it. Not every dog of regal is time customers. Opens a regal to be found in the shaman. But this is a very unique one. You need follow. It's not the animal itself that's doing it. The animal causing something to happen afterwards. Then the territory is not often used in our customers. The wine is called the polo of regular. It's not the same as regular. Regular is showing us any customers. In which way the polo of regular? In which way it's similar to a lot of regular?
There's a customer.
We said in the beginning that regular is a problem with rabbit. Certainly, so all of the problems should be around. It's similar to regular in that world. So, when 25 fucking is, it's not the animal itself that did it, it's the stone that did it, and then turn it down, how much is it? I have five fucking
edges. So, would it have to be then that the animal, when he stepped on the stone, and the stone was flying, it's not walking in the street, but when the stone damages something in the street, the walking also has to be in the
street. Well, that's all we said in the small way. Yeah, I've got a question like every regular. What would be if an animal walking down the ground with a plank of wood across the Shukaram, sitting on the Shukaram, and the other side of the plank was in the Shukaram, and there's underneath there an iron bar. And the animal drops on the plank of wood in the Shukaram, and damages the tree or the fruit that's in the Shukaram. That's the
same
shire.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be kicking.
So now we've explained. The din of the tzoriyos. We explained the tzoriyos. What about the first oysim of ha'etz? Why is that mentioned? Oysim of ha'etz, where it is of ha'etz is keren. Rashi says clearly, oysim of ha'etz is keren. So why is that here? So shatim, which we mentioned, shatim nezek, we mentioned the other cases of shatim nezek that are regular to cause as well. But really, the reason why we're having this Mishnah is the following of the din of tzoriyos. Family is in regal and started the red and tone of the head because the regal is one of the times you can have a regal.
So it's not a kicking that's caused by a reflex or something, it's not intentional. So if people within the regal realm, like if the fly is bothering or it's stung by a bee, whatever it could be, it's
a horse. When it come off, we come off.
So this we're talking about kicking with the kibana. So we're dealing with something that's there, that's a tongue, but the opposite of the
tongue. If you show it on that tongue, we will have a solid. Yeah. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. We'll see if this Rashi needs a little bit more. Hoysom eva etes. Hoysom eva etes.
It was put off.
Yes.
Can you please put the computer closer to you because we're all having a hard time hearing the Rav.
Sorry, unfortunately today, the internet is not working very well.
So that's better. That's much better.
It's better?
Yeah, that's basically more, it's better. Thank you.
Yossi is here. Fine. Okay, I hope you can hear me loud and clear. He says to me, no, normally it's okay. It's today, it's the after the beginning of the month. It's already time to stop it. Let's see if you go here, pick up your voice and tell us. Right. I saw Mevaetes. Says Rashi. We're doing Rashi here. Fourth Rashi down. I saw Mevaetes. Says Rashi, Mevaetes is not regel. Shinui Huze. He's doing something different. The told of the Karen and the told of Karen. Hilke Chatzinedek Vesuloi. Therefore, you only pay Chatzinedek. Says Rashi. Says Rashi that this is a Shinui. The reason why you're crying Chatzinedek is because he did something different. Hilke Chatzinedek Vesuloi. That's why you only pay half Nedek. So, this is an interesting Rashi which then kicks off the Perek, Rashi gives us the definition for Karen. Definition for Karen is Shinui. It's different. It's not normal. Rashi didn't say the definition was because he did it with Kavanah. Rashi said the definition of Shinui of Karen is he did something different.
And this what's different? What's not normal about goring?
It's not normal.
Animals gore all the time. Animals don't gore.
An animal is meant to be born tame.
But they gore. What's not more normal about that?
That's why, because a tame animal doesn't gore. A tame animal doesn't gore. Animals are born tame, and then the HR gets into them, they see red, and then they do that. But it's because they see red. So Rashi is telling us here, and this is a very interesting kiddush, that the getter of Karen is Shinui. And this is an interesting kiddush, because on that base, on the base, there the Gemara seems to say that Karen is Kavanos and Ahazik. The getter of Karen is Kavanos and Ahazik. It's out to kill, that's what it's out to do. It's out to push in. It's not a natural thing which it was doing, by the way. But Kavanos and Ahazik, it did it in order to damage. Rashi doesn't say that here. And this is one of the Marmakrimis. Rashi seems to say that Karen, maybe Kavanos and Ahazik might also be, but Karen Shinui. Shinui is Karen. That's an example of Karen. So what's Regel? Yes, me.
How do you get from Karen to this being this particular type of Karen being a Shinui? In other words, I understand that Mevaetet is a Shinui. I get that. Rashi's saying it clearly. How do you extrapolate that all forms of Karen are Shinui? Saying this particular kind.
Rashi carries on. Shinui who's there? We're told of the Karen.
What's this type of Karen is a Shinui.
Okay. So you're telling me that Karen, at least if you do a Shinui, it's included in Karen.
If you do Mevaetet, then it's a type of Karen, and that particular type is different. Has a difference.
I don't understand that. If Karen means Kavanos el Ahazik, you have intention to damage, that's how you define Karen, then the Ikka words are missing him. It's not because it's different. Who cares if it's different? Even if it's normal, it'd be Karen, because it had a Kavanos to be Mazik. Rashi says it's Karen because it's different. It's different to do it. There's lots of Nafkeminis for this. We'll see some examples, but lots of Nafkeminis. Or the Nohosh, a snake. A snake is very normal. That's what snakes do. They bite. They do it with Kavanah. Is snake Karen because he did it with Kavanah? Or is snake Regel because it's normal for it to do it? Well, how do you define? We need to know this because it's not enough minutes. If a snake bites, I used to be a mentor for a kid, never his father was in prison, And this kid had a pet hobby, which was to keep snakes. That's what he used to do. He used to go walking, he used to look out for snakes. But then I discovered at home he's got proper snakes, he used to feed them mice and things like that. So now what happens if this snake gets out in Shizurabim and bites someone? Are you Chayiv in Shizurabim or not? We said Regel, what's on Shizurabim? Karen, Chayiv in Shizurabim. So however we define Karen and Regel, there will be nothing in the bison. What are you Chayiv for this snake that bites? So it's normal for snakes to bite, it's not Shinu. On the other hand, it's Kavanos Vilaham. The Rashi here, Rashi is saying, Hoiso Mibahitis, you want to know why it's a Karen? Shinu Yudhe, it's different. Rashi seems to be saying the soul of Karen is different. Rashi missed out the good old Kavanos Vilaham. There is a riot for such a Rashi. Sure, well, we'll take the question soon. There is a riot. The Gemara of Tezvavim is based, I'll just say it about Ben. The Gemara of Tezvavim is based says, there was a dog halfway down the page. It says, my calvary offered him Imri. There was a dog that ate sheep. Or a shunna that ate a tarnagel. A dog ate sheep. It's definitely not a usual thing. The Gemara said, Mishunna. And since it's Mishunna, it's got a din of a Karen. That's what the Gemara is saying. Not a din of a. And this dog that ate the sheep, or the shunah at the time, they're not doing it kavanos v'lahav. They're doing it because they want to eat, they want to have an hanah. Dogs don't normally eat sheep. If they eat sheep, it satiates them. Cats don't eat chickens. I don't know, but it says they don't anyway. And but if they eat chickens, it doesn't get an offer. So the Gemara there says it's called Karen. This, the Rishonim bring a riot from this Gemara, you see, like Rashi said, that Karen can be, that dog Karen is Mishune. Not Kavanos v'lahavim, necessarily. Maybe we'll say that it could also be Kavanos v'lahavim. Maybe there's two Dorim, this is what C was trying to say. Maybe there's two Dorim for Karen. But Karen, one get of Karen, even if it's not Kavanos v'lahavim, if it's Mishuna, would be Chayiv only Chatzi Nezer, and you'd be Chayiv in a Shutra.
Rob, doesn't mean it's Mishuna from the norm. Is that what it's trying to say? Different from what it normally does.
Right.
Can you say Rashi between the dying and Mishuna with the name of Moedas? It's darker. You find that it's not the dark. The mother of Moedas is not the
same. Very good. If David wants me to die, that. The Mishnah said, what's the gedda of? What's the case of regel? If it goes kedar, mashma. If it goes not kedar, if it is shinoi, then it wouldn't be regel. How do you know? Maybe it won't be anything. You're quite right. I could tell you a third thing. I could tell you, you know what? Karen is kavanos v'lahav. Regel is kedar. And it's not Gedal. And it's not Kavanos v'lahav. It's nothing. It'd be perfect. Not because it's not, because it's mature. You can be. With a shimmer. I mean, if it did something with intent. So if it did something Amav of Kiddush Agro, we apologize about the technical issues. So if it's normal in the Chalami, so let's say if it's got Kavanah Hadik, you'd be chayv for carrying. And maybe it doesn't make a difference if it's normal or not. What happens if it's not Kavanah Hadik and it's not normal? So without this Rashi, without the Gemara of this woman, you would say it's not nothing. Mashmalon, and Rashi here.
Yeah, so as long as you
So then, sure, that's the iron chair, actually, in the first period. What would be if you have something which you did there any time, very normal to do it? So now, if people are saying the whole door of carrying is shinoi, and it's not shinoi, and if it's not shinoi, then it shouldn't be chayv anymore, and it should throw in. Right? That's your heart, which is obviously not true. It means this act, the true act, do it. It's an abnormal act for us to do. But this doesn't mean it's normal to do. An oxen, right, to kick. It's not something oxen are meant to be doing. This round, we have to remember this round, we're going to come again. This is the round. Okay, even though psoriasis is not a shinoi, it was very normal. The long and stones got kicked out. In the fellow shinoi, okay, it was normal. Avinoki chatzi nezek is too long. Only chayv chatzi nezek, no more. Why? The hilchasa gemilo halacha which we see now that your chayv chatzinezik. Says Rashi, Obishus Hanizik Ka'oma. We must be referring to when it's in Rishus Hanizik. Why? The Rishus Rabin Potol. Regal, the Potol Rishus Rabin. Also, Chatzinezik Terez is Potol Rishus Rabin. Kidai Kidna Bereish Pe'ekama, like the command of Gimel Amad Beis says, the Tzurioix told of Regal. Tzurioix, the told of Regal, the Poet Rishus Rabin. That why in which way the Toldo Vega, which way Poto in the Mela, this mission, Kate the Vega Moede, to manage the Tar, Yoch, non Shadra. Also, the end of this part about Horisa, Toyuris, Minatsi, Migdak, Sagrava, is also talking about in Shadra Rabbi. Right, now let's finish off the mission. Toldo. Moshe is asking, why did Rashi have to speak at Chatzinezek versus Suloi? If I tell you half an ezek, then obviously no more than half. So Rashi's stressing the point about it. I hear your issue. Actually, stressing the point that not in Ezek Shalim, Barada, no more than half. Five lines down. The animal trod on a kli and broke it. And then this piece of pot shop that the animal broke, it went and fell on the kli v'shivroi, and it broke the second kli. So here you have some practical rabbinics. The animal was walking down the street. It stood on one kli, broke it, but this kli then went to the broken kli now. Went and jumped onto a different kli and broke the second kli. So how much will the animal have to pay? For the one that you broke it, you pay nezik sholim because it's bigger. Why do I need it? Surely it's obvious. I just told you how long. It's something called dragon, something called Sirius. But if I try another cleave and it breaks in, then when it goes in and breaks another cleave, you should know you're chayim on the first cleave. The second one, chatzinezik. Why do I need that? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Small do you say? Last place on the page, I'll say, Kash. So I'll let you all.
Yes.
Ah, very good.
That's not, that's a bit obvious.
Why is it obvious?
The classification concern that you said is little storms that are popping off. Here, you need one vessel and a vessel broke another. I mean, you say it's comparable, but maybe they need to speak it out. Maybe you wouldn't know. You wouldn't say, you know what? Caleb, you hit a bunch of Caleb, they all file up, blah, 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 blah. You're responsible for everything.
One second. Are you differentiating between a stone and a piece of pot shot?
Someone might make that mistake.
I think it's hard to defeat the party. The people of this vessel just the extension of the purpose that we're going to first vessel that can't break is the Nether Shalim. And now the piece of that Nether Shalim is not broken. That's the extension of the Nether Shalim. And if that brings another one back, it's Nether Shalim that's not Nether Shalim.
You're saying the Chiddush is you can be high for two things.
You might think it's Nether Shalim you can pick yourself that means time to break.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying, I'm just interested in two things you said. You can tell me which one you think. Are you saying that the chiddush is the mechayev more than once nezek shalim?
No.
Or are you saying that the second one should also be nezek shalim? Yeah,
right.
Whoa.
The second one should be nezek shalim.
Let me answer your question this way. If an animal is walking down the street and it treads on a kli, it didn't break the kli. This kli that jumped up and broke his second kli. How much would you pay for that second kli? Other than that, cutting soils. It's a kli and not stone, but who cares? Now, because the first kli broke, you should pay more for the second one.
And I'm saying it's just an extension of the original. The first kli broke, the car broke, the second kli.
It's a tremendous finish, we say. Too much reference. But the other shot which I thought you were saying is the possibility. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is coming to tell me, you should know that it's possible to be high for one act. It's possible to be chayav more than one nezek shalom.
More than one nezek.
It's possible. Tell me, should you stay that shot? That's a possibility. Possibility, that's why it could become. Tell me. They should know that walking down, you can be chayav 2 days from one. Short. One treading on it. Could be a shot. Then you got a different shot. I think you work on this one. Because we'll do it when we get there. Okay.
Second game, bro. In the first case, the shah of the first case, and the second case, the people of the shah on that third case would be
fascinating. Thank God, Shayla, what's the service to the service?
Yeah.
That's also a spaghetti farm. Is there a din of the service to
the
service? Is there such a din? Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe only when Kerr is up here, they're not Kerr to Kerr. So that's going to be. You can't learn everything on the face. So that a kli shavrosoi, the nobal al kli v'shavoi, and a rishon mishalim v'shalim, and a achrei mishalim v'chatzin nezik. So we said, what's the chiddush? That's going to be discussed in Tosfos. Rashi, the Nopal al Kli. See this Rashi, first word of the line is Duregel. The Nopal al Kli, Acher. This Kli fell on another Kli. So the Risha, he needs to regulate from Shalem and Sula. He had to pay the whole thing. Now, Achroi, and the service Nishba, Ulke, Katzi, Nezik. And the last case of the Mishnah. Second last line of the page. How Tanagoyim Mu'odim Lahalech Kidalko. Tanagoyim are Mu'odim to walk in damage. Don't think it's Dabka Behema. It should start off with Behema, yeah? Don't think it's Dabka Behema. Even Tanagoyim. Tanagoyim are Mu'odim Lahalech Kidalko. Vilishaber and the break as they go along. Oyo Dilil Kosho Beraglo. If there was a delil, who knows the translation of delil?
Something. Something.
First child rush is anything tied to it. Second child rush is the bracket. Oh, yeah, delil, kosher beraglo. Oy sohoya mahadis. Or it was jumping. Or mishamet akelim, because it was jumping, sorry, it got kicked up and damaged the. You pay chatzi nezek. So why do you pay chatzi nezek in these two cases of the Mishnah? Last two cases.
They're not the verb actually.
It's not about doing it itself. It's not shinui because Targaryen normally do jump. There's no shinui. There's no Karen. It's not because of Karen. It's not the dragos. Oh, that's serious. It is a big cut. A big cut on this Mishnah. And yet, so as we go through the suga, we have to work on it. The big cut on the Mishnah is why is a delete is tied to the chicken? Is it serious? What's that like if an animal goes down the street and it's got a load tied to its back? And as it's walking along the street, the load knocks something down and breaks that thing. Mm-hmm. Or you have a car pulling a wagon, or a horse or something pulling a wagon. And as this wagon drives along, there was something underneath in the street, and the wagon drove over this and broke the kli. How you marked it? Is this serious? Or is this the actual animal? Okay. I imagine. So it's Orego. The moth is saying Orego. You hear the question? We're saying like this. An apple walking down the street and it's got a load on its back. And as it brushes past something, it breaks it. Is that regal because it did it, the animal did it, or tsurio is because not the animal, it's something that was connected to them. Or second example, a horse pulling a wagon and the wagon drives over a kli. Do we say it's the horse that did it, in which case it's regal, or do you say it's the wagon that did it and tsurio? Both those shaitas are clear on the design of this. The Gemara says clear in the next page, both of them are regular. They're regular. They're not serious. They nezik shalim. They're an extension of the animal itself. Yeah, it's real.
When it comes to the tarnagolas, which ties into what you're saying, are we saying that because it's not different, because this is what it normally does, mo'adim lahalach kedarkan ul-shaber, are we saying therefore it can't be carried because per Rashi there's no difference? This is the norm, so it has right. to be regal.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, saying it's regal. It's normal for it to do so. It's regal, and so we're asking that why is there only chatzin nezik? Why is there only nezik shalim? Should be nezik shalim. It's something tied to this bird, which like the load, like the wagon. So it should be another choice.
Because the sort of, even if it's attached, it's still flying and has its own separate movement. It's not so closely attached like
like the load on the horse, bounty, whatever it is. There, an animal may be doing that, but if the animal takes a step, the thing is go flying around and people are having it. It's not a
lot. Rashi also discussed. Rashi also discussed. I'm looking at Rashi along with Adif. Rashi says, something that I did to the chicken. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
It's the bucket of water.
The bucket might be ish. Yeah. So that's a good choice thing. Rashi says, the little kosho beragloi says, what's that mean? Kol dobo aniksha berega, the tarnagel. Anything which is tied to the legs of the tarnagel, kori delil. This is the gossip delil. Mahadis means miraculous. Mishalim chatzinim, says Rashi, the delil hainu tsurius. Could have parish with Gemara the Adye Aduye. Actually, if you look at that Gemara, there's nothing about Sirius. Rashi is boring that Gemara. Nothing to do with Sirius. Rashi is boring and saying the Adye Aduye means through the bucket. This belief, which is similar to what Shor was saying, this belief is not something which is firmly attached to the chicken. And as the chicken is going, the meat is going to break with it. No. The reason why it broke was the chicken threw the bucket, and that's when the bucket broke. So it's not part of the actual walking of the chicken. So the wagon following with the horse, say there's extension of the horse, the loads are on the back of the animals, extension of the animals. The adye aduye through the bucket, that means not an extension of the chicken, and it's called something else, called the service. That's what's bothering Rashi here. And that's what Rashi's trying to answer. The Adya Adui. Rashi's telling us, you should know it's serious. It's good for Rashi. The Gemara that Mishnah didn't say it. Mishnah doesn't say why. Mishnah is Chatzinez. It doesn't say why. Says Rashi, if we go to serious. And why is it serious? The Adya Adui. He threw it. He surely threw it. He threw it along. Right? Says Rashi, hiddus nabim. Hiddus is also, it's kegoin shehitim. It flicked up the stones, matzoris, and those stones, shibru et hakelim, broke the kelim. Rashi wants to learn the last case of Mishnah is third. And see, because of this kasha, the Rashba is not a pshat. The Rashba is right. Elam, this is the keren. Not usual. And that's how this last part of the Mishnah is Pavah. I'm bring the Rashba here. I could quote it to you 1 second.
Well, the bucket question of the dance is normal.
Oh,
that's very much like the Torah. It's just not a gift of Torah. The only condition that it's not limited to the Haman or Ohio, but it also includes the power.
Half a second, I'll come to your point. I wanted to say that. Eglah hamishaches. So the Gemara Yudzayin Rashman Yudzayin at base. Next page. There it talks about the wagon being pulled by the animal. So the Rabbi says, I don't understand what's the difference between that and the delil that's tied to the chicken leg. What's the difference? Says the Rashba. I'll tell you what the Rabbi answers. The hocha okay with the wagon. It's normal. The Hossam Lav Okay. Opirish, and he explains the Hossam Lav Mishon Tsurios. The end of the mission is not because of Tsurios, but rather because it's not. There we have a Machlekes Mishonim in how to understand this line of the mission. The animal, the chicken, the bucket goes to damage it. Why is it Chatinezik? Is it Chatinezik because of Tsurios, Rashi? Then you have to understand why it should be Tsurios. It's Rashi, you're talking about Adye Aduye. It threw it, or a different shot completely. The reason it's of Hatinezek, that it did something different, didn't do something different. If we say that, then how do you the last line? Jumping and stones go up and down, did. So now we are, well, Russian is clearly, it's true. Maybe the Rashba would learn that jumping is also not normal. Maybe.
The first, you only get touching this the first time, and the fourth time you can then show it. Mm-hmm. And the corner option, you would always be
right. Right. Also, not coming there. Kunt u Rashba, waar moet je bij gaan? Abraham, gaat hij in een soort rabbi? Kunt u Rashi, en je gaat in een soort nezi? Right, in private property. It's just that the private property that doesn't belong to the mazik, that's the rule.
It doesn't belong to the mazik.
Yeah. Private property doesn't belong to the mazik, yeah.
Right. Is the Mishnah... Is the Mishnah dealing with public or private property? I understood as public.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense in otherwise.
So he's asking the question. Well, it depends. If you're learning like the Rashba, that's the vault because of Karen, then it can even be talking about public property. If you're learning Rashi, it must be talking about private property.
But with the Tarnagolos, if it was public property, even according to the Karen story, it'd still be Patur. So it can't be talking about public.
Why,
that's what he normally, because he normally, that's what it normally does. It's not caring, it's not difference. The Tarnagolas, but walks and breaks. But that has to be private property.
If it's normal for a chicken to jump, then it can't be because of caring. So it has to be because of regal. If it's normal. Rashi told us it's normal to do it. But I'm saying the Rashmala till chicken. That means the Dili Kosho, the little Kosho Ragla, the Rashba learned, that was not normal. Rashba doesn't tell me in the last case whether it's normal or not. I leave it to you. We don't have to make makhlikas, but it would be enough. Kamina would be like that. If it would be normal, it would be only Chayv and Shusha Yochid. If it's not normal, it would be Chayv and Shusha.
But before the Dili, we're talking about just a normal chicken walking and breaking. According to both opinions, that would have to be Rishus, that would have to be Rishus Yakid. Otherwise, why would it be higher?
100%. 100%. Yeah. First line that I agree with Malkin Dalkov, that's about the two actions I need. But the Shalit, the second line, what would be the Machlekes, Rishonim, and Rashi is coming on the side that's called the service.
Well, why would the Bishop be teaching us Karen here?
So the same question on you should have had Moisam about Etes. The Tesis is going to tell us that since we're talking about Chatzin Ezer, actually we tell you other things than Chatzin Ezer. That's going to say. The Chiddush. Which one? The little Kosho? Or the first line that they're going to involve him is not up to animals. Even birds. Wait, vomit beast. So see that the pasuk actually says animals. The shinach is the eruv. The pasuk says animals. So have you never thought about it? Something will be eruv is the eruv. Why would you think? Sorry.
So what?
Yeah. So why would they need to tell me that? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yossi's got a question that if we, why do we have to say another case of Tarnagol? Just to say also Halacha Mishnah Sinai and Shaya from Tarnagol as well. That's where the Mishnah seems to be saying. You have a Mishnah telling me that regular Shaya both by Behema and by and also the Halacha Mishnah Sinai of the Tobol regular is Shaya both by Behema and by Behema. Whether you could rent on your own the polyot, that's our cash on the mission. The mission is bringing out both the Av and the Tol. The Av is shared by the right place, and the Tol, the Chiddush of Halacha Mishnah Sinai, Chatzin Ezer Ktzoros, is also told by, it's also said by Eichel. I want to share with you a gematria that somebody once told me. It's too good to be true. End off on this happy note. Do you know when it says that the brothers went down to Yosef? Let's find the boss first. Here we are, found. So the Apostle said they came to Yosef, and Yosef gave them food eventually to send them back home. He kept Shimon behind. And then it says, they came home and they opened up their bags. By hearing Marikim Sakir, they opened up the bags. Each one found their bundle of money in their bag. By you is Sorois Kaspeim. Hamot by VM by Ro. They found that Sirius could spare them and their father. They found it there. But everyone, they were scared. So this is the first time it says in Chumash the word Sirius. First time, Sirius. The gematria of Kaspeyam Hemo, the next two words, is Chatzinedim. Vavir, what's the Av? Vayiro, the gematria Vayiro is Lidim. So this is a Makari of the Dursh, Remez, whatever you like. For Chatzinedic Tzuris is the total of Regal. Hema Vavir, Vayiro. That's Kaspeyam Hema, Vavir, Vayiro. So, very good. So here we've learned the Mishnah. The places we still have to learn, and the Gemara we have to get till the two dots. And first, we should do the Gemara, I guess, till the two dots, and then Taser. Yet, Shem, we shall join once again on Thursday. We see how the Mishmak. Hopefully, the internet will work better.
No, it's great. The last part was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Once you go.